Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and a rattlesnake spit straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, holding down the fort while Mr. Jay Gomez is out on the road, but I am joined by a cavalcade of hilarious gentlemen that will help carry you through your wonderful Monday. To my right, the host of High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon, it's my best buddy, Chris Faga.
What's going on, Zach? Thanks for having me in today.
Thank you very much for doing the show,
I know,
buddy.
Lewis can't be bothered to come to this paywall show. It's kind of crazy.
I actually know. This is the free Monday show.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
It's this Monday? It is Monday right now. I am here bright and early after going to a Casanova Valentine death match last night. And I thought, hey, I could drink all night and then make rap, so let's be here Monday morning.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
Yep, Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Across the table from me, from On the Gate here on Gas Digital, it's our friend Gio Perez.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's probably like the best I've felt in a while, and then you started talking about heroin.
That probably made you feel better.
Yeah, so much better. And GTA 6 is coming out, so I think I might relapse. Just to play it, and once I beat the game,
you gotta lock it.
Yeah, I have to at least take perks, at least painkillers.
Okay,
so I could just sit there for 8-9 hours and just have the best time of my life.
Bonus: what you do is you take a hammer and smash in your foot. Then you don't have to go to work.
Well, I don't work anyways.
That's fair. You don't even have to do anything.
Yeah,
sit on your ass doing dope.
It's gonna be like $200, right?
What,
GTA 6?
The game itself.
I think if you want everything. It's going to be a lot.
Really?
The fucking 2K25 was like $180 if you want everything.
Fuck. What does it come with? Is that just like the deluxe set or the actual game itself?
I think it's to have it with the online and everything.
Oh, that's so much money for a fucking video game.
They got real expensive, yeah.
Shit, man.
Here, we'll talk about that in a second. Also on the show from the Yes Offense podcast and Super Sally Joe's, it's my good buddy, Alex Tomaselli.
What's up, guys?
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, brother. Can you guys look up how much GTA 6 is going to be? Because I was appalled at how much 2K25 was.
Because I thought games right now were probably like $60 to $70.
Well, the base level is still that. And then there's all the add-ons, right? So 2K25, you're talking about the WWE game.
Yeah.
And that's just to get all the dudes, right?
Is it to get all the... Yeah, if you want to unlock everything right away.
Well, what they're thinking about doing with GTA, the new one, is they're going to do like a subscription service
for
the online on top of it. So, yeah, that's what they mean.
Just for that one game?
Just for that game.
And you got to pay for whatever the fucking subscription service you're already paying for is?
And I got to buy heroin?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You should be able to actually rob people in the
game. Yeah.
You should be able to kill a woman.
Use it to earn your subscription.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your money
this
back.
Should actually be real grape in that game. I should actually be able to grape a prostitute.
Yeah, the hot coffee game should be legal in this one.
Did we find how much it's going to be, guys?
It's saying between $100 and $150 depending on the version, but then they're also speculating that it could be about $200 for the year. For the yearly amount on top of that.
See, dude.
That's insane.
You got like Netflix, you're playing Netflix prices for GTA. It's crazy.
Hey, well, all that matters to me is I got a message from Star Wars Hunters that they are taking down the game in the next few months and to enjoy it while I've got it.
Why are they taking it down?
I don't know. I guess nobody bought it. Or nobody likes it.
Rivals is kicking its ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah. Star Wars Hunters, my favorite game. Got my message. We will be taking down the servers before they're done with the updates.
I was about to say, it hasn't even been like a full year, right?
They still have updates coming out, and they're like, we're just going to put them all out the last month let you play everything, and then we're taking the server down forever.
That's brutal. Star Wars games like have sucked for a long time, though.
I'm
surprised that one was good.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
And so was but isn't it Jedi Fallen Order.
Right. That's like 20 years old now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it? It's kind of just same premise as Marvel Rivals, though, right? Can you just switch?
Probably. More or less.
Can you just switch over?
I like this one. I built up my characters already.
So is this like a fighting game? Like you fight like a one-on-one?
It's like Overwatch. Yeah. It's like Fortnite.
Okay. Because I haven't played a video game since GTA 5. I think that was the last one.
You ran out of heroin?
Yeah. I've been clean since.
Jesus. Maybe it was the GTA that was making you addicted to heroin and not being Puerto Rican.
I'm Dominican, dickhead.
I don't know.
Same thing.
No.
Unless you're giving me a lineup, I can't call you Dominican.
But I can do a lineup though. I've hung out at a barbershop long enough in my teens and 20s. I learned how to make.
So that's the lineup I thought you were talking about. Batting number third.
Number four. Can you say, "Hey, bitch, shut up"?
Yeah. He's a 45-year-old 11th grader. Hey, Nat's here. All right, so we got a lot of fun shit to talk about today. Let's start on a positive note. Indiana mom and her teen kids beat up alleged bully on school bus.
Okay.
Wait, the mom.
Mom and her teen kids.
Nah, those kids are pussies, dude, for getting their mom involved.
Nah, I think she wanted to get involved. They probably were like, "Mom, actually, no, you're gonna." And she's like, "No. Show me your kids.
Indiana?
What
Indiana.
Race?
That's exactly.
What city? What city in Indiana?
Can we get a city?
Yes. Is there video, Shannon?
Yes, I do have video. The kids' faces are blurred.
Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, because it's minor.
Blurred.
Let's see if we can guess white.
Do
trash.
We have a city?
I don't have a city.
Fuck.
Here's the video though.
Because if she had said Gary, I'm like, oh, I know.
There we go.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, yep.
Gary, no.
Ass, Gary.
Shit, Gary.
Stop
it's Gary.
Wait, don't jump him.
Where's the mom? She's filming?
As a person right who got here. Jumped by a black family on a bus once,
that's the
this
mom.
Sucks.
Yeah, that seems
this fucking sucks. And the fucked up thing
I think
was,
that's the mom in the long sleeve gray.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a little wild.
By the way, the mom has dude posture.
Is this Brittany Griner?
Dude?
Nah, she's not tall enough. She's standing on the seat right now. How is the bus driver not doing anything?
Yeah. My bus driver used to beat up the kids, dude. This is insane.
Oh, it was a white boy they did this to. Oh, boy.
Why was he? What was he, when they say he was bullying? What was the bullying?
Yeah,
that's not clear.
Mm.
Is there more to the story that we're not given yet?
So I can tell you, the mom is 36 years old.
Oh, she's not that old.
Latea Hence. And so is yeah her
Latea. Hence, this is what happened.
And then her two kids that she went with are 17 and 13 years old.
A 17-year-old should be able to handle,
yeah,
and
exactly.
A 13-year-old together should be able to handle a kid who I'm.
Yeah, they're 30 by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it said they told the cops that the student had been bullying her son for weeks. The school wouldn't do anything to stop it, and classic. So the day before this went down, he slapped her son. According to her, police said the kid who was beaten up went to the hospital for treatment, where it was determined his nose was fractured and left eye was bruised and swollen.
Good job.
I mean,
that's a black eye.
By the way, those are barely injuries.
Yeah. All right. So now here's the question.
I expect more from a black family. They used to have, we used to have more family
can
values.
Can you fracture your nose? Can you fracture cartilage?
Yeah.
You could break your nose.
Break it, but fracture seems like more of a bone.
Those
thing.
Are synonyms.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just.
There's a bone right here.
So you think that, like, they broke the. Do you think they hit him that fucking hard?
You get a hairline fracture.
You think that little lesbian broke his nose?
So here's the question. Going to school the next day. Are you the pussy because your mom beat up your bully? Or is your bully a pussy
because he got
somebody's
mom?
I mean, if they
beat him up.
They don't say the name of the age of the kid who got beat up, Shannon?
Just that he was an eighth grader.
Oh, that's 13. Yeah. You got beat up by a 36-year-old woman, a 17-year-old, and a 13-year-old.
You got jumped.
Yeah, you got jumped. You got jumped by older people.
Man. I would talk shit to the other kids.
At 13, your own mom could beat your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
All right. That's
I would make fun of both of them, though. I'd laugh, each of one. I'd be like, your mom's a fucking dyke.
Bro, her shoulders were fucking wild.
Can we watch it again?
Look, she looks like every lesbian that posts their picture of when they were in prison. Look at how she's dressed. With the crew neck. Look. She just came home.
I thought she got the dicky pants on. I thought the chubbier one was the mother. This one over here in the purple hoodie.
Oh, you think so?
That's always possible.
This is the 17-year-old.
Oh, the fat bitch. Yeah. The fat bitch with no neck.
Oh, she's just playing the anchor role.
That's Grimace.
She's just holding him down.
Holy shit. I didn't even see Grimace. No, because I think they're blocking the fat girl's face, so I think the fat girl's the daughter, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. The face isn't blurred, so that's got to be the adult.
Yeah, that's the mother. She's just probably, eating all that pussy starting to growth.
Yeah, I assume that's a fat little daughter.
Yeah, because you see the daughter's face is blocked right now, so she's just like a little big girl.
Oh, so it's the Brittany Griner is the mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
The short Brittany Griner. That bitch set it off.
Hood
reference. She wore, set it off.
I got it.
Queen Latifah.
There needs to be three more of them, dude.
that's them right there.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, if you're the bus driver, what are you like? Ladies, please, this is not an airplane.
This, I know
the bus was yellow, so you thought it was Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy. Yeah, I've been on both sides of that on a school bus where I've jumped somebody with my brothers and then got jumped by siblings.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It's a beautiful culture.
And the girl that popped it off was a girl.
You took a school bus to school?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Yonkers.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we took the cheese bus.
Was it just called that because it was yellow, or did it, was it full yellow. Of holes?
No, because the government provided it.
Yeah, the government. Because you get a slice of cheese when you walk in. Provided by the government, kids.
All right, well, we learned. We're going to move on. Mass murderer strangles his wife during conjugal visit.
Nice.
All right, yeah.
I mean,
it was probably sexual. It just probably just went
100%.
Yeah, choke me, spit in my mouth, and then he just kind of,
went a little too hard.
Yeah, he's been working out. He's in strong.
Well, the spit, he would spit in her mouth, and it would come back out.
Did that ever, terrify you when you're with a chick who was into that, and, what if something goes wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My head is always,
well, you're fucking bitches who have smothering fetishes.
This is a trap.
Yeah, it involves skewers.
No, I'm talking about, the third or fourth time you're fucking a chick that you're doing this with. Clearly, it's not a trap.
Okay.
And then, now it's you're pushing it because it's the third or fourth time for you as well.
Mm. Okay.
So you're trying to see where you can go, and you're like, I don't know, but I'll kill this bitch.
Where's that shit? Oh, yeah. Why do they like to get tied up like that, too? That's always I always think it's some serial killer shit, this mass murderer shit.
Maybe. I think because a lot of these girls, like us, grew up with porn from an early age, and they're as fucked up as us. But they don't talk about it like us.
Yeah, who tied him up?
Probably their uncle. Probably somebody tied him up.
I don't know, Alex. Who was hanging out with a girl, and the first time they hung out, the girl said, I love the rape scenes in movies. And then you came back to me and went, do you think that's a red flag?
Yo, she was really hot, dude.
She was so hot.
Wait, this is a girl you were...
on the road. It's all the, what you doing, Zach? Come
dude,
on.
As soon as a girl says that, I'm walking the fuck away.
Nah,
this is a setup.
I didn't get up at all.
If a girl told me that shit, I'm walking the fuck away. I don't care. Whether she's into it or not, in the back of my mind,
that's the difference by somebody who took the cheese bus in Yonkers, and I've seen Alex's house in Connecticut.
Yes. You gotta go, have you seen the movie Irreversible? And then it's a whole...
Because of this? Exactly. Fucking
God. Yeah, I made Gio watch it on the show.
Yeah. So you load up that scene, and there you go.
Dude, I've told the story probably on this show before, but I was getting a hand job and that happened in the movie. I didn't know what that movie was. I was getting a hand job in the theater. And my hand job stopped. I wasn't paying attention to what was happening. I looked over and there's just a single tear coming down the
throat. Oh, God. And that's when you came.
Yeah, and one single tear of pre-cum. Like a Native American looking at fucking glitter.
It's why did you come so hard at that?
Man, dude. Brutal movie.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
I think sometimes it might... it might go to the past a little on that one. You know, maybe the punishments were a little hard in the household.
Exactly. Maybe.
But I think that could be anything. I think dudes with foot fetishes, it's probably dudes whose moms walked around barefoot when
they were
super
crawling
little.
Around, yeah.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's just probably they saw the most beautiful girl in a porn getting a toe sucked.
Maybe.
Trigger sign. I think a lot of shit stems from porn.
Yeah.
Because before all that, I think people just did the basic shit. Like, you know, the Karma Sutra, whatever's on the Karma Sutra, and that's it. Now it has to involve shit, piss, toys, straps, hurt, like...
The Karma Sutra's Indian. It always involves shit.
By the way, did you see they came out with... Did you guys talk about the official poop outside statistics that India put out?
No, but can we get them?
Can you guys find
Shannon?
That?
It is crazy.
Pull them up.
And some of the positions do look like they're taking a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just the basis of... If you want to plant a firm base, you're going to maybe look like you're pooping a little.
You got to squat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up the Indian... I did see this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, it was a shocking amount.
It was like a TED Talk.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. We are in no way suggesting you start using Kratom on our account, but if you already use Kratom for one of its many uses, then YoKratom.com is the only place you should be purchasing it from. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely even know what's in it. When you go to YoKratom.com, there's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal on the internet. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your door. One more time, guys. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
I dated a girl once, and she said, we can do whatever you want, anything, just... No scat rule. I don't do scat. And all I could think of was like...
So pissed?
She's done scat before. And she's been just like ruined.
I would just be fucking going, let's keep it busy.
Yeah.
So. That is just out of silence. Yeah. I'm the scat man.
It's been all day polishing my trombone.
It says that approximately 11% of India's population practices open defecation. That's as of 2022.
No. Something came out this year and the numbers were way higher.
Yeah, it's 10 times the amount of trans people in the world.
Yeah, keep your shit inside.
Tuck that shit in.
Yeah. Same lesson, both sides. Do that shit inside, please.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the world is not your bathroom.
I always think of that scene from Slumdog Millionaire when he jumps into the outhouse and he's just like neck deep in shit.
Mm.
Oh. And I was like, yeah, this is probably used to it. You know, he's used to it. Used to the smell.
Well, isn't that where wipe with the left, shake with the right comes from?
I thought it was like an Indian baptism.
No.
Dunking shit.
But a lot of...
As a child.
Now, I could be wrong, but a lot of Middle Eastern houses have like what looks like the
watering can.
The watering can.
Yeah. Well, that's technically, like, if you're very religious Muslim, like, you're supposed to use water to wipe your ass or it's a sin. Like,
they
some level of cleanliness.
They throw toilet paper out, too. They don't flush it.
That's because of the plumbing in the third world.
That's also Spanish families.
Yeah.
We were like that for a while. We Americanized. We were a big throwing the shitty tissue in the garbage.
Congratulations.
My uncle's Cuban and his cousin came to visit. And before he left, he's like, can I go to the bathroom? He goes and he leaves. And my aunt just walks out holding the garbage bag from the bathroom. Going,
I'm just going to throw this out there.
He threw his poopy toilet paper in there.
When you get to a new country, they don't tell you.
Yeah. How to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, it's like they don't go, by the way, you don't have to do that here.
That should be
TSA. He was from America.
Mm.
Really?
So my Cuban uncle, his parents' house in North Bergen, you had to throw the toilet paper out because they had awful plumbing.
Oh. I mean, there's like a crazy statistic that, like, if you go back to the 70s in America, the amount of people that didn't have indoor plumbing is like exponentially higher. Like, people were still like in like Appalachia shitting in outhouses and shit. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, like, my family in DR just got indoor plumbing maybe like in the last 20 years ago. And I had a cousin who came from out, like, this was, I was probably like 10 or 11. Uh-huh. So he was probably like 8 or 9. And he left the bathroom door open and somebody walked in. He's used to shitting in outhouses. So when they walked in, we all saw him standing on the toilet seat, squatting over it. Like it was
like old school. There's just a hole.
Like it was like a latrine. But he's on an actual toilet with a seat.
Again, in nobody tells you.
And that's not even the worst
part. It's Sylvester Stallone with the three seashells and Demolition.
Yeah. No, it's worse. It's worse because he's wiping his ass with magazines and he has crumpled up magazines.
And he's jerking
off. In the toilet. And then everybody's looking at him like, are you fucking insane? You're going to clog the toilet.
God, like highlights?
Yeah. Like
it was Ranger Rick or Boys Life magazine.
I'm like, you ripped out the jokes part of Maxim, you fucking cocksucker.
When Goofus wipes his ass. Wait, he was perched on it like a gargoyle?
Was, like, it was a squatty pot. But he
That's
had it.
Asian style.
He was shitting right because he was squatting on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's standing on the seat and then insane. Hunched down. And everybody just looks at him like, what the fuck? And then he has the magazine in his hand just ripping a sheet while we're looking at him like, dude. And he had already two magazine balls in the toilet.
I will honestly say, I only found out that some people stand to wipe within the last 2 years.
Wait, what? Why would you do that? That closes your cheeks.
I've always been a sitter.
Yeah.
And I found out some people stand.
I do a handstand while I wipe my ass.
Some people get up and like lean. I never knew that.
I lean forward while I'm sitting.
Yeah.
I somehow got shortly after my girl moved in, I got into a ass wiping conversation with her.
There's a competition.
Yeah, it was a competition. Well, no, she's always going to be faster. I have a much hairier ass. And I said something about bidets.
How do you measure that? Like, all right, whoever uses the less amount of toilet paper the fastest and cleans it.
Well, I'll be honest. A girl put me onto that you should mush the toilet paper to create more ripples in surface area.
Nah, but then you can't
fold it. I was like, I never would have thought of that. And she was like, well, we wipe more often than you guys. That's how we figure that out. Shannon, do you crumple the toilet paper before you wipe?
Shannon doesn't poop.
See?
If I were to poop, I would crumple the toilet paper.
Why, though? You can't fold it. And
what about that lentils thing, Zach?
You got to do the square, then you wipe, fold, do another wipe, fold again.
No, you
got like a little piece of tissue, shove that up your ass.
You're not in DR.
Twist it.
Okay. I was going to say, you
keep, bro, this is a fucking
twist it and then throw it in the trash.
This is a prison.
Shit it out later. That's what I was saying. I was like,
you got one roll a week. Better make that shit last.
So you sit down to pee. I'm in here for the rest of my life.
Nah, but I do two folds, and then throw it in the toilet.
I wipe. I wrap the toilet paper around my hair, and I make around my hand like I
He's
make
like a
bear
mummy.
Paw. Well, I make like a bear paw.
Bro, they make shittens.
Uh huh.
Shittens. Is it reusable?
It's a mitten made of baby wipe.
Mm.
Why don't you just use a baby wipe?
Yeah.
That's so
I wrap
dumb.
A baby wipe around some toilet paper and get really in there.
It's like you're washing a car. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're fisting yourself?
Put it around the knuckle.
No, but my girl walked in and we somehow this came up. And I literally, like, after she moved in, I go, hey, when you're not here, I still just jump in the shower after I shit.
That's a
good just idea. Faster.
That's
time is the only resource you can't get back.
That's a waste of bit.
Bring those shittens back up.
Yeah, like, are you wiping
you
with the backside?
You should exclusively use those every time you eat Hamburger Helper.
By the way, the mascot on the box looks like his cousin. His
I got shit in my eyes. Oh, I got pink eye.
I got pink eye.
I
got pink eye all the time.
It's the tally version. He's really high right now.
You guys gonna take a shit? Hey, kids. You gotta let me rub your ass, kids.
He's a pedophile man.
Don't forget the thumb works too.
You think he goes to family reunions and says that the hamburger helper guy, he's like, look, the world needs ditch diggers too.
Something like that. We never found out about this conjugal visit.
Oh yeah. How many people did he murder? Mass murder. How many, Shannon?
No, it was just one fat person.
He was serving life for four murders.
Four murders. Okay.
So he's 54. His wife was 62. As soon as the cops like arrived in there, he claimed that she had fainted when she was found dead during an unsupervised visit. But it turned out that she had been strangled.
Imagine how annoying a bitch got to be that you only get to see her once a month. And you still needed to kill her.
No, it's every 6 months. Conjugal visits every 6.
Really?
Yeah. And that's only for people who behave.
How did he kill the other people?
Four
murdered
well-behaved people.
Four bodies.
He was probably in there.
Was
for
he
a
strangler?
State.
Yeah.
Because if he was a strangler and he started strangling her, she had to go.
Where was he from?
Well, come on.
California.
Oh, damn it.
There had to be a point where she was getting, if he was a known strangler, and she started strangling, she had
it's
to go.
It's gotta be. I guarantee.
Well,
you
know, egg on my face.
I bet he shot four people around the same time with one gun.
Yeah, probably
one bullet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real JFK shit.
Magic bullet. So this was all shootings he killed them, or this was like brutal murders?
I'm trying to find the cause of death of the original people.
Yeah.
It could be that he, because he was serving life, it could be maybe he wants to be put on death row and this was his only chance to do it, was just to wipe her out.
Can't he just kill people in prison? Or is it easier?
Nah, they just give you more time. Kill another prisoner.
Interesting.
I think you're killing a civilian now. It'd probably be a little different. I mean, kill a guard. I think that would have helped. You kill a couple guards, definitely get your death row.
Do you get to fuck them first, though?
Nah, you fuck them after, bro. You don't got time to be struggling in jail.
It is real conjugal visits as a concept is kind of crazy if you're a violent criminal.
Yeah, I didn't think they would give it to murderers, especially people who got multiple murders.
Well,
I thought that was for nonviolent.
If you're doing life and you're a model prisoner for 30 years and you're somehow still married.
Right.
To an older woman, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, where's she going to go?
That's fair. But if you're doing, like, if you're doing life without parole and, like, you're being a model prisoner, maybe I could see what. Is it his first conjugal visit?
Shannon, do you feel like you dodged a bullet by not dating that guy in prison? That could have been you.
I'll show you his image.
She's about to write him. She saw this article and she's like, let me write.
By the way, Shannon.
Oh, never mind, Shannon.
That's right.
That's not someone.
No black Shannon.
Wait, can we go back up?
My kind of girl.
Shannon got the Velma sweater on right now.
Shannon, go back to you. Looking good.
Thank you. Mm. This is the wife, by the way. She's pretty for her age.
Yeah, for her age.
For sure. I mean, she does have that Tales from the Hood hairline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she has hair like
you put hands on
her. Yeah, it's like Beethoven. He's got the Beethoven wig.
Yeah. Her hair was black before the conjugal visit.
They made her take out her extensions when she got in there because you could choke somebody with them.
Gio, what's the craziest thing anybody snuck you into prison?
I've never had anybody sneak me anything in. I've snuck things in, but I've never had anybody bring
it.
Because, like,
we what? Know it's it would just,
yeah, no, I would eat it. And then shit it
okay.
out.
Okay.
Yeah. And then put it back up. Nice. But when you're going in, you don't just shove shit up your ass because if you have to shit that day, you're fucked. Mm. So the thing is, you eat it so you know by the time it comes out, you'll be in jail ready.
What's the hardest thing you had to pass when you pooped it out?
Any test he took.
The guy's cock who found out I went in there loaded. Yeah. Like, we don't get this shit out. I've heard stories about people that would go in there and they would find out that he was loaded, and they would make him drink like fucking shampoo to throw it up. Yeah.
Whoa.
Or they'll watch him shit. They're like, follow him around. Like, oh, you got to go shit. Come on, let's go shit it out.
Everybody tickled it, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, man, eat this cheese. Eat this cheese spread. You're going to eat this 3 jars of cheese spread and this shampoo.
A lot of cheese on this episode. Yeah. I like it.
By the way, he did shoot. He shot the
he shot everybody.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was a drug-related crime.
Oh, so yeah, all right. He wasn't a sociopath. He was just a drug dealer.
When you call somebody a mass murderer, people have a connotation.
Yeah, butcher knife. Yeah.
It was a lot of it was probably business. It wasn't personal. Yeah,
of course,
stuff,
he was politic.
That's most of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's keep up with the theme. I was stunned to find out my husband was cheating. And the devious way he hid it from me was even more shocking.
Tell us now. Tell us now. Yeah, tell us now.
Shannon. Wait, the husband was cheating.
The husband was cheating. And hey, let's get one more. Let's get one more in the books on how to get away with this, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So when this woman was around 33 weeks pregnant, she said that her husband wasn't acting like himself. When questioned, he told his wife that he was no longer in love with her and moved out to live with his mom. He selfishly let his pregnant wife and toddler and dogs care for themselves, completely neglecting his responsibilities. It's at this point that she...
Wait, is this Derek? Are we talking about...
So then she found out that he wasn't actually staying with his mother. He was staying at a friend's house. So that's what made her start to think that he had been lying to her. So long story short, it turned out that he had been cheating with several women over the years. And he had gone into her phone and blocked those women's numbers on her phone so that they could never contact her to rat him out.
Nice.
Yo, hell yeah.
Dude. I knew a dude who used to open chicks' phones while they were pissing and block his number.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. Dude, blocking the number on her phone.
All right.
That's OG shit.
That's fucking 40 chess.
Yeah.
There were 208 blocked numbers on her phone.
It's a boy right there, dude. Black guy?
That's funny, though, because going to your blocked list and being like, who the fuck are all these numbers?
Yeah.
And you just start calling them, and it's just a bunch of women. Dude, I had an uncle.
Now, Shannon, was this a blocked list, or was that a typo?
Blacklist.
I do have her TikTok video of her explaining if you want to see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Show the guy.
Husband's affair. Yes.
What's her Instagram?
We are getting divorced, but I will be calling him my husband and his mistress in these videos.
I would cheat on her already, dude.
September 1st.
This is
2024.
The voice.
By the way, she's whispering in a garage.
Yeah.
So she's scared of him.
Been very depressed.
She should.
For like most of the summer.
They're echoey though. She should film this somewhere else.
That day, I finally asked him again, like, is it me? Like,
any girl that goes on social media and explains her problems and shit like that. Oh, this guy did this to me. Automatically, you lost.
Yeah.
For wifing that.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've never even fucked a girl who's went that far and be like, hey, I'm going to go blast this guy on social media.
Mm.
That's a dirtbag move.
Well, they probably don't want to be embarrassed that they were fucking a junkie.
That is true. Even when I was clean, Zach.
Well, then they're embarrassed. They're fucking Sid from Ice Age.
But why does she just go like smash his car or something? That's cool. Let's do that. This is just embarrassing for everyone, except for him.
I would respect that more if she would have just and not recorded it. Just went or like fucked his friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Did some dirtbag shit.
Women
back.
Have
why
power?
Are her eyes so far up? She looks like she evolved from squirrels instead of monkeys. What the fuck is wrong with this lady?
Yeah, she has no upper lip. She deserved to get cheated.
She's using filter in the garage video. This is, fuck this bitch. Continue, Shannon.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Listen, having cigars in the house is the new having a nice bottle of wine. If you're inviting people over, everybody loves to have a cigar out on the deck, and they will be very impressed with the cigars you purchase from Small Batch Cigar. There's free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It comes with a Bovita pack, so they're super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. You get 5% rewards points instantly, and what most people do is they click the new button first to shop their newest arrivals. What you're going to want to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com and use our promo code GAS10 for 10% off plus 5% rewards points. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS10 for 10% off plus 5% reward points at our good friends, smallbatchcigar.com. Check it out, and let's get back into the program.
And he basically told me that he was no longer in love with me. He loved me, but he was no longer in love with me. So he gave me an entire week to stay at our house that we lived in together for 5 years.
Was this lady dating my dad?
I've never wanted like Randy Orton's music to hit more.
He stayed there for a whole entire week. I tried to, you know, get him to stay, like figure things out, why he was telling me this. So he stayed for a week, and then he moved into his mom's house.
This makes me want to cheat
the
on
next
my
Monday,
girlfriend.
A week
this
later. He moved into his mom's house, leaving me 30 weeks pregnant to care for our 2-year-old toddler and our 2 very big dogs that we
have. Pause.
All
right, enough. This is her doing a condensed story. Yeah, of course he's going to. Lady, this is TikTok.
Is it, dude?
Spit it out.
Oh, bro, it's taken me so long. I finally.
2 sentences and a dance, bitch.
I finally got my girl trained to know I don't want to hear her shit in the morning. Like, dude, today. Zach,
what,
I'm
does she
you,
run the shower now?
No, she starts talking about work, and she sees that I'm trying to get ready to come here, and she goes, I know you don't want to hear this right now, but here's the quick version, and she literally gave me the abridged cliff notes, of it, and I was like, holy fuck, it took a decade, but I did it. It's the most accomplished I've ever felt.
Oh, now she gets a treat, though.
Yeah, bring her a donut, dude.
Yeah. Thomas Ellie brought some good donuts. You wanted credit from the audience for some
reason. No, Thomas Ellie did bring in good donuts.
I just referenced them.
The Bob Kelly special donut pub.
Donut pub is good.
Very good.
Yeah, I like a solid donut.
All right, well, let's finish this fucking boring bitch's fucking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm going to cheat on this lady. Yeah. I'm going to start watching another video of another girl in the middle of
it's
this.
It's real.
Yeah, can you put a porn on mute on the side while we listen to the rest of this meandering
violent
fucking
too.
Story?
Yes, show some dumb slugging choked out and throat fucked on the
yes.
side.
Yes.
There's a lot more, and this is just part one.
Nah, this is
I don't know how much.
Yeah, look at the bar.
Is she wearing the same shirt in part two, because that means she was just going still off. Talking. She's the fucking robot chicken from fucking Aqua Teen.
I'm going to say probably no, because over here it says part five.
What?
She has five?
Sorry,
y'all,
it's so long. Yeah, fuck you.
She has her baby with her in this one in a different outfit.
Can we go through the comments?
She's like, oh, this will warm their
also,
hearts.
Hold on. How far do we have to scroll before we see a five-head comment?
Enough. A four-head comment within the first three.
Okay. Let's see.
Not counting GIFs.
Whoever took that under the table pick is a real one. That. Bravo to the person. Okay. I didn't even hear her say that.
This is all a bunch of dumb bitches.
Oh, no. This is TikTok. Never mind. Yeah. I thought we were on Instagram. It would have been right away. TikTok comment to Mad Gay. Nah, for real. If you want comments, you got to go to like World Star Hip Hop, Lil Duval.
I don't know. Instagram is pretty good nowadays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where
Instagram comments, will get you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Instagram. If I see like a funny post or see something like, well, I'm like, oh, people are gonna be racist and fucked up. I'm in the comments right away, and it's gotten so bad where now the second or third comment is, click here if you came for the comments.
Yeah.
And it'll be like 29,000 likes. It's like. That's the best part of social media.
That was a bunch of supportive clams in those comments. I won't read any more of it.
TikTok is gay like
a bearing clam, if you will.
So was there a final thing to that story, Shannon, or just that he cheated a bunch?
Just that he cheated a bunch. He figured out how he was doing it, and then shared it with the world on TikTok.
Godspeed, my friend.
Really, I think she shared it more for dudes.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, but now, like, how crazy it is if you try that, and your chick is like, I saw that video.
Oh, yeah.
That really boring bitch. I watched all five parts. She's a bastard.
There's just women using that as ASMR somewhere.
I guarantee she's cheated on him before.
Yeah. How many weeks in the house by herself?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's posted that. Guys have been in the DMs, and she's entertaining them. And I'm pretty sure one guy in her friend zone, like that she got in her friend zone, is like, I told you he was a dirtbag.
That's how she found out she had all those numbers blocked. She went to text somebody she was fucking his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's how. That's how it crossed over.
She comes from a small town. Everybody knows each other.
Mm.
And you know, I heard something, right, that women, one of women's biggest fantasy is cheating. Back me up on this, Shannon.
Nope.
Yeah, because she wants to act like she's wholesome. But if you look at every great love story,
not some hole.
It's some hole. Like most women,
tell themselves
that what?
I think this is just what men tell themselves.
No,
they love it.
If you look at every great love story,
no, if it was that, their fantasy would be that we cheat.
That we wouldn't have to cheat because you just allow women into the bed with us.
Yeah, that's better.
That's more of the fantasy. Yeah. It's like, we don't want to go behind your back. We want you involved. But like, if you look at every like all the love stories that women love, it's usually a woman in a relationship with a guy and her cheating on him with the protagonist of the story.
I think you've been watching too much TikTok, Gio.
No, this is not TikTok. Am
it's
I lying?
Literally the plot of
The
Titanic.
Notebook.
Yeah.
The Notebook,
give.
The Titanic.
Jack Nicholson, Keanu Reeves. The Keanu Reeves guy.
Yep. When Sally met Harry.
Yep.
Come on, Shannon. What do you got to say about this now?
This is you're based on like on television stuff. Like, go talk
just
to a woman and say,
you mean the thing that women love to watch?
Are all women whores? Google it, Shannon.
Beauty and the Beast and Gaston.
Oh, look at that.
All the Disney.
Every Disney. Yeah, there's some dipshit prince.
Yep.
What's her name?
And then they cheat on them with the fucking dumbass fucking villager.
Gay Jafar is trying to use her as his concubine and she won't let him.
We can keep going, Shannon. What else? Can you finally admit that we're right? Women
you
fantasize
asked me
about
specifically,
cheating.
My answer remains no. It's not going to be.
Okay, maybe not a single woman's fantasy, but like I'm guessing a woman who's been in a relationship for a while has fantasized. They're not fantasizing about their man.
Okay, so what I have here is aside from that, how she found out that that he was cheating initially is she posted on TikTok one of these stories about her relationship going bad, and then a woman DM'd her on TikTok and was like, "Oh, I actually like fucked your husband. Let's talk about it." And so she sent her her phone number, and she couldn't make the phone call.
Damn.
That's when she found out that her number was blocked along with the 207 other numbers.
Crazy. This is such a woman thing too. Like, I fucked your husband. Let's talk about it. Like, I would just be like, I would just go about my day if I saw that. I just
I'd question. Yeah, if I was her, I'd just sit there question my own morals.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, fuck.
There's nothing worse than if you're trying to do some weird shit with a chick and she's like, why do you like that? Explain to me what's hot about it to you. Like, ew, go away.
Yeah.
You know what's the least hot thing? Explaining.
Yeah. Explain why you're fucked up.
By the way, according to Google, in a study from the University of Vermont, 80% of married women fantasize about men other than their husband. 2015 British company surveyed found 46% of women fantasize about cheating. Czech Republic found a significant percentage of women fantasize about men other than their husband.
Yeah. Argue with the Czechs, Shannon.
Yeah. I wonder why Shannon didn't look this up.
Checkmate, bitch.
Why, Shannon, why didn't you Google this? You're the one with the computer,
because
huh? What happened?
The question was me. My answer is no. I am not in a relationship, so I am not in one of these studies.
Hmm. That was the frustrated collection of Chris having a show produced by Harrington. I'm going to Google it.
I'll just do it myself.
You ever notice when you look at any of my shows, I have a computer in front of me?
You got monitors.
All right, let's keep. Actually, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music, Mr. Tomaselli. What do you want people to check out, buddy?
What's up, everybody? Follow me on Instagram at SillySelly. I'll have dates there. I don't have any like crazy official shows, but follow me on there, please. I also do a podcast with Joe Gorman called Super Selly Joes. It's on all platforms. And I have a podcast called Yes Offense. I haven't done an episode in a while, but I will very soon. So go check those out. Subscribe where you can. Thanks.
Gio?
Oh, follow me on Instagram, GioPerez86, G-E-O. Subscribe to my podcast on YouTube, On The Gate Podcast. And if you're in Atlantic City, March 31st at 8 p.m., I will be at Atlantic City Comedy Club. Come check that out.
Very cool, Chris.
Obviously, check out High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network. Check out Notes of a Goon. I put out a half hour a few months ago called Burn After Saying. That's on the High Society Radio YouTube page. Go check that out and follow me at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. Me and Harrington are hosting Micro Wrestling, and we're doing some other stuff with like Armored League Combat, and there's some stand-up dates on there. So you'll see that all over there at Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram.
Hey guys, for all my dates, you can go to my social media at Zach Is Not Funny or my new punchup.live/Zach Amico. I'm going to be going on a bit of a Canadian run, so April 3rd, Ottawa, April 4th, Montreal, April 5th, Cornwall, April 6th, Alexandria, Ontario. Then I'm home for a few days, and then I'm in Golden, Colorado on April the 11th and 12th for stand-up and a Troma Film Festival.
You're in Golden, Colorado.
Yes. And after that, on the road with JCW. So once again, punchup.live/Zach Amico. And if you're listening to the show, head on over to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LAZ. You save $1.50 a month and you get access to every episode we've ever done, over 1,000 real ass podcasts, as well as episodes early, uncensored and ad free, and access to all the other great shows on the network, plus the racist live chat. So please feel free to hang out and use that promo code. Throw a few bucks our way. It really helps out. And thank you for supporting the show.
Is micro wrestling midget wrestling?
Yeah, I think the midgets don't mind being called midgets, but it's for pissy whites.
Cool.
Is that like the same people that make those shittin' mittens? Pissy wipes.
All right, we got a fun one. I saw this article yesterday. Indiana teacher accused of gangbang with students. And there's a very interesting element to this.
Yeah.
What is this a woman?
Wait a second. And is it going to look like a photo negative when we look?
No, it's going to look like a Midnight Spook Show with the Zach Amico.
It's even better.
Yeah. I know I've saw this article.
Okay, so the woman, 31 years old, Brittany Fortenberry, apparently there were four different students that she was reaching out to. How she was able to make this happen was she became friends with their parents, and she also has a son. Nice. So it was like fine for their kids to be sleeping over at her house. But part of this, quote, gangbang that she wanted to do was to have all of the boys dress up and make them wear scream masks.
What? Nice, yeah.
The scream mask is like the new lucha mask for gangbangs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that put up content, and if they don't want the dude's face to be up, they do the scream mask.
All because of the movie. Yeah, the movie's a big aphrodisiac for these sluts.
Yeah. I knew it was a white woman and not a black woman because it was scream mask and not poo shiesty mask. If it was like made her students wear poo shiesty mask, I'm like, oh, that, yeah, whoa. Damn, she's thick.
If it was a leprechaun mask, it would be a black woman.
So the pictures of her vary. The most recent one of her, I will say, has a touch of Doug the Bounty Hunter to it.
Ooh.
It looks like we get our hair cut at the same place.
Oh,
she looks skinnier in this one.
Yeah.
Well, she's exhausted.
She's getting all that cardio, yeah.
The gang.
I like how they had to show the mask.
Yeah, they had to show the scream mask.
Are you guys just, anytime you see a woman who's mildly attractive and is like, I'm a teacher, you're just, your eyebrow raises nowadays?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I had some.
They're the new priests. The new Catholic priests. Blonde bitches are the new Catholic priests.
Dude, some guys I'm friends with that are like older, they found the Instagram of one of their kids' hot teachers, and I just looked at it real quick and followed her, and she followed me back, and they were pissed. She followed me back like immediately.
She's like, who's this?
Oh, no, sure. This poor fucking cuck.
Oh,
dude, you know what that? Has any of you guys seen that movie?
Yeah, she does it for me in that picture.
This looks like the girl, like the rape scenes, dude. She has the same aesthetic. No?
No.
You don't know what she looks like.
I remember it's the French girl from Matrix.
We're talking about.
Never mind. I thought you were talking about
big tits, gray hair.
The blue, yeah.
Scream mask, dude.
Go down.
They're friends.
That blue circle one. That's, yeah. Oh, I think that's the real her.
Yeah. 2020.
I've done way worse.
Yeah, no, that doesn't even look like the same lady.
Yeah, well, the makeup and the angles in the other one, they do that fucking shit on their cheeks to make themselves look thinner.
Mm. So not only was she having them wear scream masks, she plied them all with mushrooms.
Nice.
Plied.
And when they didn't want mushrooms, apparently grabbed them by the arm and said, just go with it.
Fuck
nice. Did you get any of that, Shannon?
Grabbed her by the arm and went, doo, 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 doo,
doo. Yes, yes. Also, some of the kids said that she drugged them on multiple locations.
So she got gangbanged.
Occasions, rather. And they were between 13 and 14 years old, the boys.
Dude, that sounds like a great time for those kids.
For the boys.
For a teacher giving you free mushrooms and pussy?
Yeah.
And how did she get caught?
One of the kids ratted her out.
Fucking.
It's always that one fucking idiot.
Hold on.
Did he rat her out or was he showing off to his boys?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what I mean. An idiot. Bragging about it.
He
probably told a girl about it. Or told the wrong one.
Or just told some dudes. Yeah. Or was just talking about it on the phone in his room and his mom was walking by.
Mom heard him,
Here it says one of the 13-year-olds
huge.
Told a police officer that Fortenberry picked him up and two of his friends. Brought them hundreds of dollars worth of clothing before taking them back to her house. But I don't know, like, what happened before this, like, police interview.
She bribed them.
Why was I never molested like this? You're getting ugly. Free
There's only one call you should make, and that is to other dudes that were in the gangbang.
Yeah.
And they pick up the phone and go, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, let he who has not run a train cast the first stone. Like, listen, man, shit happens.
Everybody in this room's pitching arm got real tired.
like women's fantasy is to be cheating whores. Men's fantasy is to fuck their hot teacher.
If you're the husband, you kill yourself, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Or he's probably like a simp for her, and he's probably like, hey, listen, I don't believe
supposedly
them.
That bitch Megan Hall still lives in the same house. With the same husband.
Oh, the cop?
The cop who fucked all the whole police force?
Oh, that's got to be a situation.
She had a $500,000 settlement, still hasn't done OnlyFans. She's like in college for some other bullshit. An article just came out about her.
Wait, what was this? She got the money?
She had 500 grand. She said the rest of the police department groomed her. She fucked like six dudes like in the break room on a regular basis.
They groomed her. I like how she likes to play victim now.
Yeah.
She's yeah, like, yeah, exactly. I sucked them all off. I didn't want to.
No, the only real victim is the actual groom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see that Escape from Dannemora on Netflix? It's just like a series about how this the guys that escaped from Clinton facility back in 2015.
Oh, yeah, the guy that, yeah.
So they got Benicio Del Toro and the guy who played the Riddler in the new Batman, that okay. skinny
oh,
guy.
Oh, Paul Dano.
Paul, yeah, so they have them playing the inmates, and they show how they were fucking this lady. And she was married to one of the guards, or one of like the guys that worked in the jail.
And yeah.
He was
that.
Just like a fucking idiot about it. And she's like, no, it's not true. And then she starts accusing him of cheating. She's like, why are you flirting with that girl in reception? Why? Meanwhile, she's getting her back blown out in the fucking embroidery shop. It's insane. It's insane.
Didn't they catch the guy dressed as a lady?
Which guy?
Not the. Oh, no, the, one of them no, were like 6'4". No. Yeah, one of them, no, the guy who like was really piping her down was like
both of them were piping her down.
He looked like kind of had like the vibe of that big goofy looking dude from all those Rob Zombie movies.
Okay, okay, tiny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Matthew McGrory.
I knew you.
Yeah, because they shot both of them, but one of them didn't survive. The first one got killed, and the second one they found.
And then there was those kids. What was it? The dude who escaped from the prison upstate, and then one of them made it to Mexico. And then had to negotiate his surrender because he realized he didn't speak any Spanish.
Jesus Christ. And that's not the best place to be if you don't speak English. And he was a white dude?
No, he was a black dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because I only remember he was a black dude because I believe he called his mom, who then called Jet. There's multiple stories that I remember because somebody called somebody in their family who then didn't know who to call, so called Jesse Jackson.
It's the best person to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always confuse him. What's the other guy?
Al Sharpton.
Yeah, but Jesse Jackson at least negotiated the hostage release from Iran. You know what I mean? Like, he's got fucking credentials.
Yeah, but it's not spelled with an A. I. Video, United Passenger punches gate agent over multiple cancellations.
I mean, that.
This also seems like might be negotiations. If it was Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, that's United.
I've seen this one, yeah.
Ooh, that, he put no effort into that punch.
That was the shittiest. That seemed like...
That hit his jaw a certain way.
Looked like Tank Abbott fighting a hobo.
Oh, he held him, too.
Yeah, he wasn't looking. It's blindsided.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
And he's a stocky dude.
I mean, still, though, right on the button. I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, he caught him right in the jaw.
Yeah. And who hasn't wanted to do that to these cocksuckers?
All the time,
dude?
Bro. Fuck them.
I want to see it one more time. That's a perfect. But it's like he couldn't have done that again if he tried.
Yeah,
it's like trying to make me feel bad for the people getting fired at the IRS. Like, fuck you, eat shit and die.
What? So. I don't understand. So the guy stopped him because people are still getting off the plane, and he's trying to get on the plane.
So he was already pissed off. His first plane, his first flight was canceled. Mm. Second one was overbooked. This is the third one. He finally got a seat on it. But he's still kind of pissed off about the whole situation. So it said that he was still arguing about it with the gate agent and then lost his patience and just hit him.
When he finally got the plane.
Yeah, he was finally going to get on the plane.
I mean, it still probably felt good to knock that motherfucker out.
I'm sure. But now he's in jail, not anywhere near his house.
Yeah, and he can never go on a plane again probably for years.
Yeah.
Right? He's probably on a no-fly list. Yeah, they fuck you with that.
Mm.
Either way.
I mean, the way planes are dropping out the fucking sky right now, who wants to fly?
Not all heroes wear capes.
I'm fine with that.
I was thinking about taking a train to Canada.
I'd walk. I'd fucking cross through the border.
Well, I just figure for the amount of time it takes to go to the airport, get ready for like probably 3 hours each way with the ride, I might as well just take a long bus ride.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a negotiable amount of time. And I can just like relax and read a book.
Mm. Yeah.
And not be stuck.
You bring a fucking switch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring a switch. That'd be nice. Scream mask.
Yeah.
Blonde teacher.
Listen.
The bus, you won't have any trouble at the border. I bet if you drove to or from Canada, you'd have an issue at the border coming back.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. I got stopped. I drove to Montreal. Car had a black guy and an Asian guy in it. Came back. We got thrown into a room while they tossed the car. I get in. It was another black dude I knew with his whole family. Was the only other people getting their car tossed coming back from fucking Montreal.
Yeah. Well, if you go, you drive up, they're just going to want to look at you, too. They're going to be like, get out. Check them out. Yeah. Sorry.
Let's see how much of him gets out of his car.
I did hear a very recent
story. Sir, I believe your airbag deployed.
I did hear a very
recent story. Like, I'm sorry, pulls down his shirt.
sorry, excuse me. Of a wrestler friend who just retired and getting pulled over at the border, and everyone's trying to lie their way through the border.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friend D.
Yeah.
And they went, well, what's your wrestling name? And he went, yo, Homicide. And they're like, oh, what's your move? And in Border Patrol, he goes, the cop killer. I'm Mr. 187 Homicide. He started doing a promo in fucking.
Dude, that's great.
Hell yeah.
At the border. They stopped him for a few days.
Jeez. At that point, I would have just improv'd.
All right, let's finish this up strong. I mean, yeah, let's. First of all, when anyone was wondering why no one checked on Gene Hackman,
yeah,
they left him alone. Gene Hackman, kids, not mentioned in Will.
Nice.
Had a will,
and let's see where it all went.
You got to work for it.
So apparently, everybody that was listed on his will have died since he originally created the will, and then any extra money was supposed to go to charity, same for his wife. So it seems like they hated their kids, but at this point, so because she died first, that's allowing now for them to put somebody as like executor of the estate, and now the kids are probably going to split what they have.
Oh, because they assumed. So but he was enough older than her, so that the assumption was that he would die first.
Right.
But because she died first and everything would have been left to her.
So from some weird rat disease, right?
Yeah, hantavirus.
A what?
Hantavirus.
I was going to say pandavirus. I was like, I know he had an Asian wife.
And then he died about a week later from cardiovascular disease.
So what, he was traveling and he got that?
No, he was 95 and had dementia. She got that shit from like a prairie dog in a backyard or some shit.
Yeah, and then she dropped dead.
Right.
They left one of the dogs in the crate, and he had dementia and wandered around the house for a few days. Probably was on heart medicine and didn't know to take it.
Yeah.
Or didn't remember to take it.
So she was dead for a couple of days before him?
She's dead a week.
He's a lot older. He was 95, had severe dementia. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Gene Hackman from shortly before he died. It's like you kind of go, oh, all right.
Yeah, right. He was just wandering around, I guess, not knowing what was. That's got to suck to find your dead wife every day, a few times a day.
Yeah.
Don't even think
to get yourself tattooed so you remember it in the morning.
Yeah. You did not kill her.
Memento.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks unwell.
Yeah, dude, he looks.
God damn.
I mean, there's a good chance he was just like sitting in the same chair watching C-SPAN shitting himself until he died.
Watching
like,
his old movie, The Heist, over and over again.
To be honest, that's a good woman for taking care of him into that.
Yeah, of course.
She was in her 60s. She was still pretty. She was still vibrant.
Yeah.
That's a good woman taking care
of him.
Either that or she was going, I'm getting all this fucking guy's money. These kids are fucking out.
Yeah, but they were her kids, right?
I thought they were his kids.
I think they're both. They've been together a long time. There's pictures of them from like when he was still making movies together.
Okay. Yeah. I was unaware. I didn't know they had kids together.
Since 95.
Yeah. So I imagine at least some of the kids. But it's also like, by the way, it's atrocious if you have parents that, first of all, parents that are going to leave you that much money and you're not helping take care of your fucking ailing father. Fly fucking home. I don't know where you live, but you're a fucking piece of shit for not helping your fucking dementia riddled father and 65-year-old mother. Like, you're a fucking garbage human.
Mm. I mean, they had the money to hire somebody.
You know who you need? I don't know.
Kill
Look,
them?
She's 65. I don't know what her mental capacity is. The kids are supposed to be working that out. Like, you grew up with fucking Lex Luthor as your fucking dad. Help him out while he's fucking dying. It's not like he was a piece of shit.
He wasn't really a bald Lex Luthor. So, you know.
Motherfucker was in Royal Tannenbaums.
French Connection. Yeah.
Yeah, but they like a lot of those rich kids end up having turmoil with their parents and shit because, you know, a lot of them were raised spoiled. They got older.
Go
they
Paris
were entitled
summer,
and grateful. Yeah. So look at 50 Cent and his firstborn, his son. All they do is just fucking clash on social media.
Is the kid gay?
No, he's just a little 50. He's a little bitch compared to 50.
Yeah, I would imagine.
He's a bitch, but he's still, you know what I mean? He seems like a good kid. But because of his his relationship with the mother, they'll never get along.
Ice Cube's son pops off a lot online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he has a good relationship with his father. But that's because they're light skinned. They're light skinned.
Ice Cube's son pops off a lot. He's an opinionated boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes his father, yeah. But you know. I remember when, I think it was him and Schultz got into it over that Kendrick thing.
Yeah.
And he goes like, he's like, what kind of man talks about raping another man? He's like, yo, listen to your father's song called No Vaseline, which means butt rape with no lubricants.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of the top, you know, top 10 diss records.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's up there. Hell yeah.
You guys been seeing Kanye's rants recently?
Oh.
Yeah, Dave Blunt's that I thought was pretty.
I'm gonna get them tattooed on.
I don't know who Dave Blunt is.
Dave Blunt's is the big fat guy.
The can't put down the cup.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah,
the first time I saw that.
Who I'm a huge fan of. By the way,
first time I saw the can't put down the cup, I just had the captions on. I didn't have audio on, and I thought he was literally so fat he was complaining that he could not put the cup on the floor.
But yeah,
sounds like I can't put down the cupcakes.
Kanye actually made a salient point where it was like Rolling Loud said he couldn't perform one song because he says "Lady Boy" in it or something. And he's allowed to leave all the gun stuff in. It's pretty weird.
Gunt.
Yeah.
But also,
I hope he leaves that in.
I mean, like, he's batshit, but he does make a lot of good points when he's on these fucking psycho rants and shit. Even though he's misspelling half the stuff,
yeah,
you know, like he's like, "Yo, Diddy," he goes like, he's like, nobody was saying anything about Diddy. Diddy was fine until he started suing that French company.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then 2 weeks later, the Cassie video, all the stuff from Cassie comes out. And I said that a while ago. It was all, I'm like, you're going at a fucking country, a company that's been around for like 700 years.
Is it Nestle?
No, it's like some French liquor company.
Okay.
I think it's probably like owned by the Rothschilds or some shit because it's like some European shit.
Is it a cognac company?
Yeah. Something like that. It's a liquor. It's a spirit company.
Okay.
I think that, but that's the people that owned that he was in partnership with Ciroc.
For Ciroc.
And then as soon as he started, like, hey, I'm suing you guys because you guys are not giving me what I deserve, then all of a sudden the protection stopped and everybody started coming out forward. So Kanye was saying that, he goes, like, they did the same shit to me. Because as soon as I started talking about small hats.
By the way, how funny is it?
He's like, Adidas,
he's got
my money.
He's got an iced out swastika that was definitely made by one of them.
Swastika.
Yeah, that LeMaire said that on, I think, Matt and Shane's like, you know how hard it was to find the jeweler to make that?
Yeah. He's got to have some sort of sanity left in him if he could find somebody to make that.
You got Arabs that do jewelry, so it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
You got some Middle Eastern guys that dabble in that.
You
got
a nice Turkish guy. Can you make the Windows 95 logo and then you just knock a few panels out?
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
And I love this video.
Oh god!
Because he's clearly trolling.
I raised 10%.
Didn't he suggest that the Kardashians are involved in child trafficking?
Oh yeah, and I 100% believe him.
He said Jay-Z's kids are retarded.
Yeah,
that's my favorite one. Can you bring up some Kanye Twitter?
He was like, really look at him.
Classic.
He's like, they never show their firstborn. Oh, they're late. Oh, so.
You know what we should do? We should set up a game. Shannon, can we set up a game for Friday's episode where we take tweets and we put them with no photo and it's Kanye or Kumia?
I would know Kanye right away because Kumia's
going to be the one
caps,
spelled right.
Yeah, it's all caps. He doesn't use punctuations. He double spaces.
Okay.
And he misspells a lot of words.
Mm. Yeah, it's quick.
Shannon, can you bring up Kanye's Twitter?
Yeah, I'm trying to look. It looks like he took some of them down.
Oh, go on WorldStar Academics. They have them in threads.
Nice.
That's so proofread or rant.
They do all the work for you, Shannon.
All right, you know what? Let's move on. Let's Does It Live? Roof collapses during St. Patty's celebration.
I hope no one lives.
I agree.
Does it live or does it die?
Here you go.
All right, let's. Oh, all right. Already. They got the gogs or whatever.
Ooh. There's definitely a death.
Yeah.
This is Philly, right?
That folded, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, there's definitely a death. So somebody under definitely died.
Someone got folded, yeah.
I say multiple deaths. And a lot of.
Was that a pre-made structure? Was that a structure just for this party?
No, it was part of the building. It was like,
oh, yeah, they deserve that.
Yeah, but that's like not meant to be a porch.
Yeah, that's not. That was just a awning, basically.
People wow. under got fucked up. The people on yeah. top, I feel like, whatever.
The people on top, there's some that got injured.
Probably broke
but
some ankles.
The people on the bottom, there's somebody yeah, on the
somebody
bottom.
Somebody died. Because yeah. I think they
got hit
heads.
In the head yeah. and got dropped. So I think 3 deaths, about 18 injuries.
All right.
That's my final answer.
Thomas Alley?
I'll do 5 deaths and 20 injuries.
I think it's got to be more. I think 8 deaths.
Just go 5.5. Just
I think it's got to be 8.
25 injuries, 0 deaths. Luck of the drunks.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't factor that in.
Okay, so there were 13 minor injuries, 3 are in serious condition, okay. 0 were killed.
Wow. How? That looks brutal.
I think you're right. Yeah, 100% zero drunk. Yeah. I didn't even... Fuck!
Yeah, because I think it's the same as like when you get in a car accident.
No, but in a car accident, they say your body's loose, but like that thing landed on people's heads.
Yeah, but then they just go down. They're not like
they collapse.
What? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
But like, all right, when you get into a car accident, you're strapped in. There's an airbag. Like you might not, if because you're loose, you might not. Your neck's not going to snap, so you're not going to get a concussion. Like you might not hit the dash. You might go through the window. Like that was a roof landing on a motherfucker's head.
Yeah. With a bunch of people. Not yeah. just a roof filled with like at least 40 people.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. Yeah.
Young adults, you know what I mean? So that had to be like at least what? Fucking 4,000 pounds?
Maybe they all just got pressed into little green hats and shoes that waddled out.
they became leprechauns.
United Airlines crew members' sweet act as passengers wait to disembark flight. Divides travelers. We all travel enough. I bet this, whatever it is, would annoy the shit
yeah,
out of me.
Yeah, is this Showtime on a plane?
Well, especially if they're using the thing and I'm just like, oh, I could fucking watch the last 5 minutes of this fucking movie. Like,
dude. I wouldn't really mind this. I'm a man of class, believe it or not.
I thought that was Goombert. What's his name? No. Jeff.
No, I don't want this on the subway. I don't want this on a plane.
That's the stewardess.
I don't want this on a train. I do not like this asshole Sam I am.
Wait, is he a passenger or is he
no,
a steward?
Flight attendant.
I don't know what. He's a steward.
Stewardess.
It's the only time I'm not going to wish death. I like a good violin.
I don't hate this.
I like when a mariachi. Nice. I like when the mariachis are on the subway. I don't know why. And I hate Showtime. I hate spoken word. I hate the rappers, all that, but I don't mind.
We get
it.
You don't like black
people. Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a theme here.
Yeah.
I think I'm fine. If he does.
Why are we kicking the hard working ones out of the country?
If he just does the one song and, like, all right, enjoy your flight,
yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But he did multiple songs.
I have no idea. Shannon?
It was while they were disembarking.
Oh, so he's in the way now, too.
Motherfucker, yeah. Relax.
No, that's when they're leaving.
Oh, when they're leaving. Oh, okay. I don't
right?
know.
When they're taking off or coming down?
No, that's when you're getting off.
Yeah, it was where they were getting off the plane.
I don't want that shit either.
It might have been, you know the thing they do where they taxi before you're allowed to get up?
Okay.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, that's
As long as he's not blocking the way when you're trying to get up, I think that one.
I'd be fine with it, but like again, if I'm like watching the last couple of minutes of a fucking movie and you start playing, it's the same thing like if I'm reading on the fucking subway and you start fucking playing mariachi music, I'm like, enough.
Yeah, if he starts landing and doing that shit, I'm going to be like, all right, are we going down now? Is this the Titanic?
Keep playing.
I'm fine. I think that one's acceptable.
I'm with you, Zach.
If he had done it a bunch, yes, but
if he had a cup, I'd be fucking furious.
Yes, that too.
Oh, he's asking for a tip after. I'm pretty sure some people have tipped him. He's probably done it, gotten tipped, and he's like, oh, let me keep doing this.
All right, let's do one more before we get out of here. Well-paid NYPD detective plays a stripper in rap video.
Oh, I saw this.
It's a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess her race.
You never know. Hispanic? Shannon?
The rapper said they had no idea she was a cop. They were trying to save their street cred.
Shannon, pull it up.
I'm going to show it to you.
See this woman's ass.
One of the lyrics, got NYPD bitch twerking.
Yes!
Video.
Fuck yeah!
Hispanic.
No, that's not Hispanic.
No, she's full black. Let's she's light skin?
I'll tell you right now.
She's attractive.
I thought that was Jeezy.
Oh, yeah. She's mixed.
She's mixed.
Yeah.
She could be black or white or like Puerto Rican and black.
By the way, also, this dude, not famous, correct?
No.
Oh, she got the BBL.
Yeah, it's not real, but, you know, I'd appreciate
it. Used to be his stomach, so it still hurt. It's still natural.
I mean, that is Lady Cop ass.
Yeah. Nah, no. Lady Cops don't have asses.
No, lady cops have giant asses. Yeah.
Well, maybe
when they carry that belt around.
When they pull the belt up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, lady cops have fat asses.
It's unflattering pants. You're not used to seeing asses in unflattering pants anymore.
Maybe in NYPD, but Suffolk cops, all the women don't have asses.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Suffolk.
And well, maybe white cops don't have asses.
Mm. Some of them do.
No.
Her last name is Mercado. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
That's Mercado. Italian.
No, that's Spanish. Does she look Italian to you? Maybe Sicilian?
Shannon's Italian.
Shannon's an enigma.
Well,
and this is a nigga.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Did she get fired or anything?
Yeah.
So initially they were like, "Oh, it's no big deal. Like, she's probably not getting paid for this. They don't list her name on it." And so in the first articles about it, they were saying it's fine what she does when she's not on the clock. But then in articles since then, they're saying that she was in the sex crimes unit and she's been removed from all of that because they feel like this isn't a good look for that.
Well, I think that's fair. As long as she didn't take a pay cut and it didn't affect her pension or benefits, you can move somebody from department to department. She's not on like desk duty or something. Like, they didn't put her into like a worse position. If she's still a detective, like, fine. Who cares?
Yeah. They just took off her sex crimes.
Yeah.
That's what it says. It doesn't say if she was demoted. It just says she was removed from the cases she was working on in the sex crimes unit.
They put her in drugs and it's like, all right, now arrest your friends.
Yeah.
go set up the guys you were fucking dancing for.
Yeah. Who were laundering money through that music video.
That garbage ass music.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah. The ass was good, music bad. And I think that's a good place.
By the way, when I bring up Gracie Bond on here every time, Lewis is like, "That's disgusting. No guy wants that." Just get DMs from people that are like, "Hey, where do I find that sex tape?"
Who is that, Gracie Bond?
The lady I'm obsessed with, the giant ass.
You definitely know who this is if you see her.
No, I don't know who that is. Can you bring her up?
I never shut up about her.
Gracie Bond.
I haven't heard this. Yeah, Gracie Bond. Oh, that's a lot. Zach, yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw what's his name with her. That internet dude, Casanat.
It's not real.
No. Yeah, it's mostly real.
She was like 300 pounds.
Yeah, she was fat and she got the tummy tuck. So that's just a big girl with a small waist.
Yeah.
Because you see her arms are still kind of a little chubby.
Mentally, those girls never recover from being like that.
Yeah, so. The one place you can't get fat sucked out of is your brain.
Yeah, I know it. I've dated one.
That's insane. It looks like a Pixar character. Coco, too. Quinceañera.
Yeah, that's a lot, Zach. That's a lot, dude.
I think we're also assuming she's tall.
Yeah, she's...
No, she's short.
Yeah, she's short.
She's little. Yeah.
So it's a lot less big than you... Just the whole thing's wonderful.
Dude,
I'm fine with all of this.
Dude, like, if I would... Like, for me to fuck with her, I'm like, you would have to... She would have to shower, like, an hour before.
Yeah.
Because anything past 6 hours... It has to get swampy.
Just get a Super Soaker 200.
Yeah.
Open.
There's grime.
Because I don't even think it would reach.
Yeah.
It says she's 5'6 online. I'm not sure if that's accurate.
You got to get in the crevices of that, dude.
Yeah. But that would be fun to like hug her. And
by the way, you guys both sound fucking gay right now, and I don't like it.
No, I'm not saying. I'm agreeing with the Super Soaker. You just got to spray it out.
Why? Because I like a clean bitch.
it's pretty
No.
I think it's just. It's not necessarily that it's the most ideal. It's just that there's so much of it.
It's novel.
Shannon, would you fuck Girthmaster?
I would have to look him up.
I would definitely like
use this is going to come up real fast.
Yeah. I'd lay into her ass.
We're going to get this real quick.
One of those?
Still no kind of
tweets. Look him up on Twitter.
But Girthmaster.
Shannon, tell us what you think about the Girthmaster.
Do we know how tall he is? I like his height.
He's huge.
Oh, my God. I don't
bring it up. Would you try?
Pull
it
Shannon,
up,
would you try?
Ay, ay, ay.
I thought that was Zelensky.
Shannon, there you go. I'm not gay.
But. I was like, send Zelensky more money.
Dude, you got to see the ones where it's the
you got to see it in a lady.
You got to see it in a lady. It's wild.
Oh, this guy's gooning. She can't even get her fingers
what the
around
hell?
It.
In.
He's going to hurt this lady.
Never puts it in anything.
What the yes, hell?
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, that's like just two bitches. Ladies.
There you go.
Damn, she's tiny too.
Yeah.
Good. Yo, Girthmaster rules.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's the master.
And it's for lady. It's lady porn. Like,
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. Not impressed.
By the way, we all lost. We all lost words for 5 seconds.
Yeah, because these bitches is hot.
Yeah, I was about to say the girls are hot, man. Can you guys leave? Can we leave? We can all get like covers and throw them over each other.
Can you get Girthmaster on the phone?
can Girthmaster on the horn? Give Girthmaster.
Get him on a Zoom.
Can you give Girthmaster a ring a ding doodle?
Just tell him we like his work.
Just tell him we're big fans.
Yeah. Ooh, who's this slut?
There well, you
not,
go.
Not
there
big
you go.
Fans.
Shannon, that's a tall boy.
Can you get a video with him and that girl?
Shannon,
height.
Pull it up.
I just want to look up how tall he is.
Scroll down a little.
Oh, he has to be
I
like
to see
6'3".
The pink-haired girl thing. Shannon.
Hold on. Shannon's trying to Google with one hand right now.
Oh, he's 6'6", and Australian.
6'6".
Oh,
my girthy penis.
Hi, mate.
Shannon, how'd you like to
look at Shannon
under?
Touching her chin. Look at her. You ever seen a
look at her.
Look at Shannon.
Wiping the drool.
Hey, Shannon, you ever seen a cock the size of a Foster bear?
A Foster.
That was Foster bear.
Foster's. It's Australian for cock. All right, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah, dude.
We'll see you this Wednesday. Right. Shout out. Love you, Lewis. Have fun on the road, buddy. And we will see you this Wednesday here on Lewis and Zach.